Hey guys, quick question. Do you like conversations about ghosts, UFOs, cryptids, and many mysteries of our strange world? Well, I know you do because you're listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories, and those are the same type of topics that we cover on Hillbilly Horror Stories. Now, since we know that you love those kind of topics, you should be listening to the Paranormal Podcast with Jim Harold. Jim Harold is literally the podfather when it comes to paranormal podcasting. I don't know a single podcaster in the paranormal genre that doesn't look up to Jim Harold. As best that Jim can tell, the Paranormal Podcast, which launched in 2005, is the longest running podcast of its type on the internet. That says something, folks. Jim's interviewed big names in the paranormal. People like Jack Osborne on Ghosts, Dr. Raymond Moody on near-death experiences, and Jacques Vallée on UFOs. The show focuses on every aspect of unexplained phenomena. Each week, an expert joins Jim for a serious discussion of mysterious matters. The show really harkens back to the best of paranormal media over the years, shows like In Search Of and Unsolved Mysteries. It's kind of like a box of chocolates. You never know the topic you'll get, but it's sure to be fascinating. Do me a personal favor. Tune in to the Paranormal Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to Hillbilly Horror Stories. You'll be glad you did.
Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
It's not unusual for political establishments to be haunted. In the past, we've talked about the White House, Tennessee State Capitol, and even the Butte Silver Bowl Courthouse in Montana. All of these spots are in the United States. If we have that many haunted political locations in the States, there must be several others throughout the rest of the world. In today's episode, we will discuss one such place in jolly old England. The famous black door of number 10 Downing Street opens into the core of British government. Here is the office of the British Prime Minister and the room where the cabinet meet, as well as numerous other offices scattered around various floors for many staff whose job it is to support the Prime Minister. The address is also a venue for official functions, as well as the traditional home for the Prime Minister's family, in the private flat on the second floor. It's an extremely busy place, yet it seems that there is also room for a generous complement of ghosts. Traces of Roman and Saxon buildings have been found within the grounds of number 10, but the earliest known building to have stood where Downing Street is today was the Axe Brewery, which was owned by the Abbey of Abington during the Middle Ages. The first domestic house recorded on the site of number 10 was a building leased to Thomas Kinvet by Elizabeth I in 1581. Kinvet was later knighted and is best remembered today for arresting Guy Fawkes and foiling the gunpowder plot of 1605. In the 1620s, Kinvet House, as it had become known, was passed on to Sir Thomas's niece, Elizabeth Hampton. It then became known as Hampton House. This was acquired in 1682 by the scheming Sir George Downing, a man described by Samuel Pepe as a perfidious rogue, to whom property development was all about profit. Downing pulled down the existing buildings and replaced them with a cul-de-sac of between 15 and 20 cheaply built terrace houses along the north side of the street. The numbering was very different to what we see now. Number 10 was originally number 5, and was not renumbered until 1779. Interestingly, the present number 10 is more than it appears to be, as it is actually two houses joined together. Downing's terraced house stands on the front, but inside the house is joined to a much grander building that dates from around 1677 and overlooks Horse Guards Parade. The association between number 10 and the Prime Minister began in the 1730s. Great changes were underway in Britain during the early 18th century as rule by the monarchy gave way to a new parliamentary style of government. Sir Robert Walpole, first Lord of the Treasury and effectively Britain's first Prime Minister, was given both the house on Downing Street and the overlooking Horse Guards by King George II as a grand residence befitting this new type of leader, and Walpole took up residence in 1735 after having the two houses joined together. Walpole refused to accept the property as a personal gift, insisting that it be made available to all of his successors. Some of Walpole's successors chose to live here, while others did not. It has been the traditional residence of all of the other prime ministers since 1902. One resident who seems to have stayed much longer than expected is a man dressed in the fashion of the Regency period. His ghost is said to have appeared in the garden and perhaps inside the house as well. It was supposedly seen by workers in and around 1960 as they carried out building work at number 10. Some say that this is the ghost of a previous prime minister, that he appears at times on national crisis. The Regency period lasted from 1811 until 1820, which makes one wonder whether the ghost might be that of Spencer Perceval, a cold and very unfriendly man who became prime minister in 1809 and is the only British prime minister to have been assassinated. As he walked into the lobby of the House of Commons late in the afternoon of May 11, 1812, he was shot in the chest by a man named John Bellingham. Perceval's body was then taken back to number 10 and lay there for 5 days before his funeral. The building's other phantoms include an apparition of a tall, top-hatted gentleman who walks into the entrance lobby and straight out through the closed front door. There's also the sound of mysterious footsteps that have been reported by people in the garden and by policemen on guard duty. Another ghostly resident is known as the Lady. She's been seen by several messengers, as well by staff workers in the office close to the pillared drawing room, the magnificent room named after its striking iconic columns that the Lady is said to haunt. She is described as wearing a long dress and a fine set of pearls. From the basement come stories of people who, as they wandered the subterranean corridors, have felt a young girl take hold of their hand. Also in the basement, several people have reported mysterious odors that manifest from time to time. A strong and very distinctive smell of cigar smoke. This has, of course, been linked with Britain's cigar-smoking wartime Prime Minister Winston Churchill. And it was Churchill who one night experienced a life-saving presentiment inside number 10. It happened during the Blitz on the 14th of October 1940, as he dined in the garden rooms, the only area of number 10 to be reinforced against German bombs. Several loud explosions nearby were followed by a near miss when a bomb fell on the House Guard parade, only about 100 yards away. Suddenly, Churchill had a strong feeling concerning the large plate glass window in the kitchen. "I got up abruptly," he recorded in The Finest Hour, not from 1949. "I went into the kitchen. I told the butler to put my dinner on a hot plate in the dining room, and I ordered the cook and other servants into the shelter, such as it was. Just minutes later, the building was shaken by a violent crash as a large bomb hit Treasury Green 50 yards away, destroying Treasury shelter, killing three civil servants, and as Churchill had seemingly predicted, shattering the kitchen in number 10.
So hush, little baby, don't.